the ins and outs of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, which will affect many tree nut growers. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Orth is a principal at New Current Water and Land, based in Fresno. The company offers a variety of strategic services to those who want to develop, acquire, transfer, exchange, or bank water supplies throughout California. David Orth describes some of the challenges of SGMA.
SGMA requires that every subbasin, as defined by Department of Water Resources, have complete coverage by groundwater sustainability agencies, that there be no overlap, and there be no uncovered areas. That was a long, hard process to achieve by the initial delivery date. I think it was 2016. Groundwater sustainability agencies had to demonstrate their coverage, coordination, non-overlap.
And North said there are still a few holes.
There are some holes in Kern County. There are some overlaps in the Central Coast. I think both of those areas are doing their best to try to address those issues. But it remains to be seen how Department of Water Resources and the State Water Resources Control Board will react to those as plan assessments come out later this year. In the Southern San Joaquin Valley that have entered into coordination agreements that say coordinated, but we've agreed to disagree. I'm not sure that's the level of coordination that the Department of Water Resources or the legislation intended.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.